Doug and I joined the president and Dr. Biden, and I know everyone here, in mourning for those who were killed, as we pray for those who were injured, and as we grieve for those many people whose lives are forever changed. All of us in this room and in our country understand this violence must stop. And President Biden and I and our administration will continue to provide full support to the local authorities.
Vice President Kamala Harris this morning, flags at the White House are at half staff after a mass shooting at a dance studio in Monterey Park Saturday night. It happened about an hour after the city's annual Lunar New Year festival ended. 11 people were killed, 9 more were injured. The victims were all in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and a few have been identified. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says the alleged shooter was a 72-year-old man who lived in a trailer park in Hemet. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in his van on Sunday as officers approached his vehicle. No motive has been identified as of yet. But he was reportedly armed with a gun that had a high ammunition magazine that is illegal in California. Saturday's mass shooting is the 36th in the United States since the beginning of the year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, which tracks shootings with 4 or more victims. Joining us to talk about this is Jong Park, Asian American Communities reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome to Press Play.
Good afternoon.
You were at the Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park, I understand, just hours before the shooting. So I imagine before this happened, it was a night of jubilance, celebration. People were extremely happy to be out and about celebrating.
This was the first Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park in 3 years, since 2020. And I was there. There were tens of thousands of people, you know, eating skewers and buying Chinese jewelries and medicine herbs and all of that. It was, as you said, a very jubilant time. It was a milestone that we are getting out of the pandemic, which has hit Asian community especially hard in LA and beyond. And, you know, I think nobody obviously expected that the night would end like this, I think.
Right. What are we learning about the suspected shooter, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran? Do we know anything about a possible motive or what may have led up to this?
You know, my colleagues and I are still trying to figure that out. But we know that 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, and authorities have told some of my colleagues that the shooting might have been sparked by a personal dispute, that the guy, the gunman, may have unspecified emotional problems that were getting worse. And that's something that I've been hearing from some of the people here in Monterey Park, where I'm at right now, from the start, from Saturday night, from Sunday morning, that there was some kind of an emotional issue, that there was some kind of a potentially relationship issues that this guy was having. And that was being discussed over WeChat and different community groups. And it seems like that's what authorities are looking at right now.
I see that perhaps there was a woman in one of these ballrooms, because he did target another one whom he had a dispute with.
Right.
Can you talk about this culture of the ballrooms? The victims were all older, and just tell us what that life is like there in these ballrooms.
Yeah, it's a Western-style ballroom, from what I've been told from some of the folks that I've talked to. But it's a social gathering spot for a lot of Chinese and Taiwanese elders here in the community. Monterey Park is, especially this part of Monterey Park, is where a lot of elders gather. There are boarding houses where a lot of first-generation elders sleep for, you know, $15 a night, for instance. And they're looking for things to do and way to socialize with their own fellow immigrants. And dance ballrooms serve as their spots. And this spot in Monterey Park has been one of the most popular ballrooms that's been around for decades. You know, I've talked to the mayor and council member of Monterey Park. They said that they have not been to this ballroom, but they've heard about it from so many folks even before this tragedy happened, because this was such a popular spot for so many immigrants and so many elders in the community.
It's interesting that you say there are many elders who live in these boarding houses for $15 a night. How widespread is that in Monterey Park?
You know, it's something that, you know, we I think the city numbers that I've seen from a few years ago, you know, we haven't looked at this recently, but I think the city numbers put it at hundreds is the number that we've seen. So I think that's probably a fair estimate to go by at the moment.
Right. And so in the larger sense, this community, though, is very mixed in terms of income, right? There are some people, as you say, who live in these boarding houses, but others who are quite affluent.
Right. I mean, I wrote about this about 4-hour story that I did last night, but Monterey Park is a city of contrast. I mean, so many contrasts. There are boarding houses, but there is a LA Times Square, which kind of, reminds me of a lot of Rick Caruso, Americana, you know, the brand, kind of those kind of mall. An apartment there go for, you know, $3,300 for 2-bed. I mean, it's just a full of contrast. And that's what makes, you know, the city so fascinating and so interesting. And, you know, that's something that I tweeted about a few days ago, right after this happened, is that hopefully people recognize all of those differences and intricacies that are happening here in the community, here in Monterey Park.
Right, a community of 60,000 people or so that I guess one developer you quote in your piece wanted to call it the Chinese Beverly Hills in the 70s. His vision was to create a Chinese Beverly Hills.
Right, and this was really where a lot of Chinese and people from Taiwan and Hong Kong settled first to build their immigrant life here in the U.S. It was called Chinese Beverly Hills. Little Taipei was also the name that it was in the 80s, especially because there were a lot of immigrants from Taiwan who were coming to Monterey Park. And things have changed. There are, you know, some immigrants that have moved elsewhere to Diamond Bar, to San Marino, Alhambra, those more affluent suburbs. But it still remains, in so many way, a hub for so many immigrants here in the community, that they may live elsewhere, but they may come here for their boba or for their noodle soup or for their dim sum. It is a place that they come back to because, even though it might not be their first home, it's their second home because they grew up here. They live their life here. So, there's a lot of significance that I think the community feels about this city and this community.
Right. Delivered Congress's first Chinese American woman in Judy Chu. First Asian female mayor. And also, as you have reported, the city council has two openly gay members. So is it a relatively young city council?
It's a relatively young city council. There are, you know, people in their 30s and 40s as well. One of the first openly gay elected official in San Gabriel Valley came from, you know, San Gabriel. Henry Lowe, who's the mayor of the city right now, he was elected to the Garvey School District all the way back in 2003. So, you know, this city, has made history in so many ways, and it shows the diversity, I think, of the Asian American community in so many ways. Thomas Wong, another council member who just got elected last year, he's only 35, and he's the one of the other two openly gay council members in the city. So I think it just makes for a very interesting time and very fascinating city because of the diversity in the city leadership that we're seeing right now.
Right. And so I'm imagining that as we learn more about the victims, people are just, they're devastated that this has happened to shatter their idyllic community.
Right. And that's the reaction that, I kind of refrain myself from saying it because it's so cliche, but I mean, they never thought it would happen here. I never thought, I mean, I come here once a week or more because my favorite boba shop is right here, half and half, Penman. I mean, there's so many interesting places to get food here and to enjoy the culture. And I never thought, you know, this would happen here. And people who live here, you know, they have told us and my colleagues, they never thought it would happen here. And I think that's the question going forward is how do you recover from this and how do you build it back up? This street of Garvey Boulevard, where the shooting happened, is downtown Monterey Park. And there has been a lot of discussion for decades at this point, really, about how to revitalize and how to help the mom and pop businesses, a lot of small immigrant businesses that are here. And, you know, I think there's a conversation to be had about, you know, what this tragedy could mean for the vibrancy of the street, of the community going forward.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, and thank you for your reporting.
Thank you so much.
That's Jung Park, Asian American Communities reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Coming up, why the end of Roe v. Wade was the beginning of a lot of problems for the anti-abortion movement. That's next on Press Play.